One year ago, I spoke with Malte from GoatSign, which is a tool to sign stuff digitally. Maybe some people know DocuSign, for example. Super happy to talk to him again today. The whole setup is he's building GoatSign out of like an agency model. Super cool tool, interesting, cool startup from Denmark. So happy to talk to him again and see what happened since last year. We talk in this show a lot about sales and how to get new customers on your platform if you're in the B2B space. Welcome to a new episode of the Digital Economics Podcast. Today I speak again with Malte Kringelhold-Winter, and it's been a while since we've spoken and a lot of new things happened on GoatSign. Can you, before we start in, give a brief overview? What is GoatSign?
Yeah, I can. So GoatSign is a online signature solution where you're able to digitally sign documents instead of printing out the document and using your handwriting and then scanning it and emailing it to whoever needs to sign next. So this just improves the signing process, removes the physical element of it. That's basically it. So we're currently 2 years in the making of the solution, I think. We had a really good start on Product Hunt, where new startups can post their products and get a lot of attention. And based on that, we've just ridden the wave of hype around our product. We see, I think we're around 1,000 users now, maybe. Can't remember how many we were last time we spoke, but it's going up there, and that's the right way.
And I saw the Product Hunt launch, and Ben was inviting you last time. What happened since then?
Since then, it's a long time ago. A lot can happen in a year, so we've primarily focused on talking to our users and gathering the information from them. I think one of the most requested features that we've implemented is our newly drag and drop feature, where instead of before you had to manage your document and complete it how you want it to be before uploading it to GoatSign. Now we've implemented so you're able to dynamically change or insert values directly into your Word document or your PDF. In GoatSign. So I say we've mainly focused on flexibility and usability in the last year since we last spoke, and also a little bit of sales and SEO, so we can get more recommended on Google and all the other platforms.
Oh, nice.
And I'm probably forgetting something else, but a lot can happen in a year.
What do you think were the key learnings since we spoke last time?
The key learnings, like we thought that if we had a simple product, which we were in need of, then when we posted it to others, they might also want it, but every company is not like ours. So we just needed a simple here, drop your document and get a signature appended at the end of the document. But many other companies wanted to make a template and they wanted to say, I need this value here. This needs to change based on who is signing and so on. So people were looking for a solution like ours, but they wanted it to be more integratable into their solutions. So we've also the current hot topic in GoatSign is the API. We have an API, but it's not the best yet. But so we're focusing on you are able to integrate GoatSign more easily before.
How did you get all this feedback? Because I mean, like, it seems you're listening to users.
Before we had this nifty feature where you had your own personal GoatSign email, and if you created a template in GoatSign, you could email an attached document to your personal email with specific code-like message which then determined, okay, so you have these variables in your template. And people loved that they were able to integrate via the email, but they were all, we were also lacking a lot of features. So they were, when are your API going to be better? Or when can I do this via API instead of email? So in that case, we realized, okay, so we need to, first of all, change the way we manage documents in GoatSign. And second of all, when we have that in place, we then need to focus on how do you integrate to GoatSign? Because we had a lot of users who used the email functionality, mm-hmm, which we had in place, and it worked, mm-hmm, fine, but it was more rigid. It weren't so flexible as you're able to with an API, mm-hmm, and if you've set your template up as optimally.
But how did you get the messages? Like were people just writing feature requests via support email, or do you
Basically, we have the whole solution integrated into our customer or our CRM. And on the solution, you're able to write into us or write to us, say, I have problems with this and that. And then we also send out some questionnaires, made some pop-ups, mm-hmm, for users saying, what do you rate GoatSign from 1 to 10, like an NPA score. Mm-hmm. And I also had them say, if anything, we should focus on what would you like us to focus on? And that's pretty much how we gained our knowledge, or how we integrate, or interact with our users. And I think it has benefited us that we from the get-go has built our solution together with our CRM, so we're easily contactable, and we can see, okay, Louis here, you're in our CRM system, and we can see all the correspondence we've had with you, and what did we last talk about, and how active have you been? So this really helps us to get the big picture of who are we talking to right now, and at what level are you, and what does it require of us as the support? How can we best guide you?
What CRM do you use, and do you recommend it?
Yeah, we use a system called Soho. So Soho CRM. We have the Soho One suite, so we also get some extra solutions on top. So Soho Marketing Automation and some socials and stuff. And this helps us to gather everything in one place, which then in the future will help us to, let's say, run ad campaigns and do all sorts of things with the information that we gather on the users.
That's super interesting. The first email I ever created when I was 8 years old or something was with Soho. I think they were an email software before they were a CRM software. That's interesting.
Yeah, we've used them for a while now, and we've also used them for some other customers where we recommended that this is a less known CRM or ERP for that sake solution, but if you know what you're doing, you can tailor this solution to your needs, and that's what we've done. And if anyone else is looking for a CRM solution, I think Soho might be great to give a look.
Mm-hmm. So you would say it's a really technical solution or easy to
adjust? Nah, you can use it out, mm-hmm, you can use it out of the box, but if you're able to build upon it and manage your views within Soho, you're going to gain more use of it. But I guess that's general with most systems, mm-hmm, that if you have system knowledge, you're able to take advantage of it.
Okay, cool. Interesting. I haven't looked into Soho since a while, but probably afterwards I will check it out again. What happened?
Yeah, I think you should. We've set it up for multiple customers, as GoatSign is not our only revenue generating. I work at DSIB, which is a consultant agency, so we develop custom software solutions for people or for other companies, and then in that venture we developed GoatSign because we needed it for our company. So we are. So we're developing it for us and for others.
How's that going? Because last time we spoke, I think it was a lot about talking about, okay, it was just a random idea. We needed this for us. And then we thought, like, okay, maybe let's launch it on Product Hunt. Do you think at some point it will take over the typical agency model because you have a product which is going well?
Yeah, it might. I think us at DSIB might take GoSign as far as to where it is self-sustaining. And then we might have expand the team with the new, employees. So it is a unit for itself. And then we run the consultancy agency separately. But I think at some point it will be a unit of itself, disjointed from the consulting. Because when I spend time on the signature solution, I'm not spending my time on other clients. So at the start, it was just when you had downtime between the customer's requests or when the development was ongoing and nothing were in the backlog for testing, I could spend my time on specifying how we would like GoSign to develop further and how what didn't work with GoSign and what we needed to focus on in the future. And then it has just taken shape, and that's resulted in where we are today. So for sure, I think that GoSign will be going solo at some point.
And you're still bootstrapped, right? You never took in some investor money, etc.
No. We are funding it ourselves via the consulting that we're doing. So. I think it's a smart way of doing it. It is a way for us to invest our revenue in something else than just having the money land in the business. So this makes it more fluent, and when it goes good, it is a worthwhile investment. But it could also be that you're investing your money in a solution which doesn't have a future, and that would be unfortunate. So I guess it's a bit of a gamble, but our gamble paid off, and we also needed the solution, and we didn't want to pay for DocuSign or PandaDoc or any of the other expensive guys. So I think in the long end, it has been a good decision to do that.
Is this your positioning right now, that you're cheaper than DocuSign and PandaDoc, or do you also have other things which differentiate?
Yeah, we undercut them in price. That's the primary sales point for GoSign, because they've been in the market a long time and they have features that we don't have. But we also, I think we also have something that they don't have. I think we focus a lot on access management, our workspace feature within GoSign. So you're able to run a whole business unit within GoSign without them even knowing that there are an HR department and a sales department. Obviously, if you're an admin user of your GoSign tenant profile, you're able to switch between the workspaces. But I think this is one of GoSign's strong sides, that we're basically able to manage a whole business within one system.
And what is planned? So we talked a year ago. If we talk in 5 years, where do you want GoSign to be? Like, if we have a wonderful world and you tell me now, what are your dreams?
Where would I want to be? I would want to be on top.
Before DocuSign and PandaDoc. Cool.
Yeah, it would be cool to see that, when you're talking to people about digital signature, the default is just DocuSign or PandaDoc or any of the other big guys. I want GoSign to be at that level that you know the name, you know the brand, and I think especially the brand might be one of our strong sides, that we try to be the funny guy in class. So the goat is might help us in the future. We have some customers who were like, oh, the goat feels a bit not so serious, So we've implemented a branding feature. So you're basically able to tailor GoatSign to match your brand. So the goat does not appear. But in 5 years, I don't know. I think it's a difficult question because a lot could happen. But I would like GoatSign to be self-sustaining. And it would be awesome to have a dedicated sales team contact people and say, hey, get our solution instead of that. Or if you don't have one, get our solution because it really helps you to improve your business. And when your business, if it's a small one, when it eventually scales, if you have the right contract solution within place, you're able to venture on so much easier because when the organization gets too large, documents get lost and people don't know, has this deadline been met or has it not? Or are we missing any signatures on ABC contract? So I hope that answered your question.
Definitely. I'm excited for the next years to come. I think that's such a nice thing about this podcast that this historic document of how people imagine the future. And then in 5 years, we double check if you're on the same level.
Yeah. Was I on point or did it crash and burn? Hopefully it's the first part.
Is there in the signature environment anything AI related which is relevant nowadays?
Yeah, we are, fiddling a little bit with the... So AI is able to read through contracts and identify relevant dates that you need to be aware of. So we're currently looking into that AI reading through the document and then logging the dates, and then you're able to do something based on that. So maybe set up automated reminders or something else. Like it's very early access, but we have been tailoring a bit with that.
Mm-hmm. What exactly have you done? Like that it's visible? Okay, here's the date, here's the date, here's the date, or can you explain?
Yeah, like so if we, let's say you have an NDA, everybody knows an NDA. So when there's usually a clause which says how long this is valid for, and then the AI can read through the document and then identify, okay, so this document is valid till this date. Would you like to set create a task based on this date and set up a reminder for you or anyone else within the team? This is one smart thing about AI. Like reading through the documents and identifying relevant aspects of it. And also like AI and when it comes to validity, so we tried a little bit to make it read through different contract types and identify is there any missing features of said contract, because if you know what an NDA is supposed to look like and what it is supposed to contain, then it was able to give advice on what is missing and what is good. Because for a lot of companies and ours included, that when you're using a contract for the first time, you're just Googling your way forward or contacting some people you know who knows about contracts like laws and stuff. But then the AI were able to say, okay, your NDA is missing this or it contains this, which is unfortunately not good in this case. But it is very early access and we are experimenting with it, but it's not our main focus right now.
And I mean, it's kind of dangerous if people are relying too much on it and then are blaming.
That's it, yeah. Because AI, sometimes it just makes things up to be able to come with a point, and you're able to provoke it in such way that maybe the results are just straight out fake. We use it with a grain of salt, but currently we have not implemented any AI yet to GoatSign.
Okay.
But for sure, it will be coming in some sort of way.
And I mean, like in the end, I think I'm a big fan of AI, but I also don't think like AI needs to be pushed into everything just if it makes sense.
Currently it's a very big keyword or point of sales, that we also contact our customers saying, do you want any AI? And then the customer's like, yeah, I would like some AI. What can I use it for? And then we're like, yeah, that is what we need to figure out, because you shouldn't just use AI just because you want to use AI. Yeah. You actually need a specific case or a reason for integrating into your business model.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, interesting. If because I know like some people are listening to the podcast who are interested in building a company themselves. What would you recommend to someone like building their own company after like having this history of GoatSign, like building the first steps, doing product hunt, doing maybe now search engine optimization, trying some things with AI? What were your like your biggest bets, which were going well, which you would recommend founders and like the people building stuff to do?
I think publicity is very important to get your product out there. And as you mentioned, our first step was Product Hunt. And then we've been focusing a little bit on LinkedIn and Facebook marketing and all that stuff. But we haven't been doing enough because we are consultants and we are development minded. So we tend to get into the details of our solution instead of getting it out there. And I think if we were more aggressive in the sales or advertisement department, I think GoatSign would maybe have 2,000 users today.
Okay. So like traditional sales, like nothing new, nothing complicated, just getting a sales team.
Yeah, not necessarily getting a sales team, but just be consistent in your promotional content. Like we've tried also returning to the AI feature or AI talk that we've been using AI a little bit to help us generate social media posts and get inspiration to what we can talk about, because it's not always there is a topic that you can sell on LinkedIn and on Facebook and on TikTok and whatever platform you're on. But I think it is important for your brand to get out there and always be there. Like you need to set a schedule for when are you going to post and what are you going to post. This is also something that we are still trying to figure out how to do, because that is not our main focus and that is not our educational background. But I think we're getting there. And then obviously have a solid foundation for your solution, like ensure that you're using the up-to-date technology, like we're using Azure, which is like stock standard and almost the go-to for any web solutions these days, because it is just that much better than everything else out there.
You and don't think that Google Cloud Services or Amazon Web Services get a chance too in this list? Or do you think Azure is a thing?
they are all right, but we're an Azure house. So we go to what we know.
Okay.
But I think they are also valid, but I think that Azure just gives you that little bit extra.
Okay. Obviously, you have to say because you're probably like a Microsoft partner.
Too.
I have some friends at GCP and AWS who probably would complain if someone would say this on the podcast and I wouldn't complain. So
yeah, that is it's my perspective on the current availability of IT foundations.
Regarding the media, I think that's definitely for a lot of great product builders, developers, product people, like a thing, but it's like not their natural space. And I think it's super hard like to find out where to start. If you would like for the next 5 years just be allowed to use four channels, let's say four channels, what channels would you use?
I think I would use LinkedIn. I would use Google. And so primarily we only use two these at this point. And I think we should use more. I have not so much experience in on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, but I could imagine that TikTok and Instagram would also be generating a lot of leads, because Facebook these days are kind of dying and people are just also scrolling their their feed. So I don't think Facebook is worth going into. I think you should also ensure that you are on the different what you call them, rating platforms. So be on Trustpilot, be on G2, be on there are probably some else that I'm forgetting, but ensure that your profile is out there and available for, or your solution is out there and available for rating, because if you get ratings and you can, then you can show them to other potential users and say that we are a valid solution, use us. We got all the features you need. We got the kudos from others. So, but especially when it comes to platforms, LinkedIn and Google, like Google is the main search engine for almost everyone. So if you just set up your budget and your keywords the right way and make your campaign target users where you are able to get them, I think for us, it generates a lot of clicks and it generates a lot of traffic on our website. I can't remember our cost per conversion, but I think it's quite good. Some countries are more expensive than others. For example, USA is very expensive. There is a lot of competition there, but for some reason that people in South Africa, the country, they like GoSign. We have a lot of users from South Africa, so we've tailored
super interesting
our campaign to also integrate those. I don't know if it's because they goats are just a thing down there, or they were just in need of a cheaper alternative to DocuSign and PandaDoc. But
and you found that out via making random Google Ads campaigns for all the countries worldwide.
Yeah, we went exploratory wise. So first we had a broad campaign, and then we saw that okay, so based on these keywords, they tend to do good in these countries and they are not as expensive as these keywords, then it's a slow process, but if you take your time narrowing down the scope, you will end up with a great campaign in the end, which will result in users for an affordable amount of money.
Did you also do search engine optimization, so organic search from Google?
Yeah, so that is also one of the things that we've been focusing on lately, that ensuring that our solution uses the right tags within our head and uses the right H structure, and having an index which the search engine can follow, and all those sorts of things. Ensure that you're using potential keywords a set amount of time on your landing page and on your feature page and so on and so forth. And currently we are also in kudos with AI, planning on generating some blog content, which ensure that we are following SEO best practice. And then when we have the base, we can then easily write an article or blog based on that. So the more content you have on your page, the better Google sees you. So
even nowadays, when like every website could be potentially be able to generate content with AI, like it's a relevant factor that Google kind of knows what your website is about.
Yeah, because if the better Google knows you, the higher up you're going to be within the search list. So you preferably want to be on the first page, and currently GoSign is not on the first page when you're searching for digital signature. At least it weren't the last time I checked. But we're aiming so that GoSign will be up there at some point.
Yeah, exciting. And like for the other thing, for LinkedIn, are we talking about organic LinkedIn or LinkedIn ads?
We tried using the ads. I think it worked fine, but it didn't have that great results. We've been using a tool called Wallaxy for a while, also stopped with that because it didn't really generate any leads. But we, I think, yeah, I can recommend Wallixy, but that is a tool where you are able to set up a target audience, and then it will automatically add people on behalf of you, and then you can message them and say, hey, is this like we framed it the way that we were interested in gaining insights to how their current signature process is. So we didn't contact people and say, hey, get our solution, but more like, hey, what is your current situation and what are you using today? And then based on how the conversation were going, we generated a few leads. I think maybe 50 or something signed up for GoSign. And then the others who accepted for a part of like your friends list or contact list on LinkedIn. And this gave you us the opportunity to invite them to follow the GoSign LinkedIn page. So I think we're almost at 1,000 followers now. So I think actively using LinkedIn has given us a lot of users as well.
Okay, interesting. And I think LinkedIn also helps you because you have kind of a trust issue solved a little bit because they see a face and a person. And like, especially in B2B, it makes sense like to double check who's like owning like the product.
So we were contacting like the CEO or the director or like people with relevant titles who were able to make decisions within a company. And then I think we contacted people within sales because people who are within sales usually writes a lot of contracts. And this way we gained a broad amount of people, which helped us grow our solution. So that is also a little hint to how to get your solution out there.
And how were you finding the correct people? Were you just using the LinkedIn sales generator, I think it's called?
Yeah. So if you had the paid version or a trial version of LinkedIn, you were able to extract lists of so you could set up your target audience and you could extract a list of a set amount of people, maybe 2,000 or something. And then when we had this list, we could upload it to our to the solution called Wallixy. I don't know if you know it.
I don't know it, but I mean, like, know how like these tools work.
So then we uploaded this, and then it just crunched through the list. And when people accepted and said hi or something, we messaged them back and told them why did we add them as a contact on LinkedIn, like. How are your current signature signing process?
And I guess you tested it a little bit. Like in the beginning, you probably didn't have like you had a sales pitch, and then you were like, probably it's more interesting to ask for people, what is your process right now? How are you doing this?
Yeah, and I also don't think it's allowed to like contact directly and sell stuff. I'm not sure, but maybe it's against LinkedIn's guidelines.
Yeah,
but we were moving through the lines, between the lines. Yeah. So,
and I mean, like everyone gets these kind of messages, so it seems like
we got a lot of angry messages, but we also got a lot of wholesome messages and accepting messages. So you get the good and you get the bad. Okay. That is just how it is.
But for now, you stopped like using that solution and are more focusing on Google Ads. Mainly, and a little bit of search
because
engine optimization.
We spend a lot of our time on it, and I think the time versus gain was not worth it in the long end, but it was at the previous stage where we were. So currently we are using the like more automated way of selling GoSign, and then we're planning on focusing more on the Danish audience. So we are finding companies who we think are relevant, and then we're using basically cold call. So we are calling
crazy.
Them and saying,
okay.
Yeah.
And that's working, or
back,
people are
back
angry?
To the good old style. No, that is, I think, I can't like promise it will work in general, but in Denmark, people are very kind and very accepting of potential implementations within solution. But if they already have a solution in place, they are quick to say, this is not, I'm not interested. And then you just move onwards. But it also yields great results. Just cold, hard canvas and then just grab your phone and call people.
Crazy.
But you have to be in a certain set of mind because you get a lot of rejections. So you have like go through 20 people and maybe one or two want to set up a meeting where you can demonstrate the solution for them.
Okay, but probably like still it's a good quota, and like if you get per contract like X amount, like it makes sense for you.
Yeah, and also the reason why we're doing it is to hone in how is our sales pitch going to be. So when we have honed that in, we're able to have a script, and then we can hire people to do the selling for us. So like we are laying the steps, and then based on how we lay them, people can then follow, and we are able to like. We are setting up structures for GoatSign to be able to, as I said before, let it stand on its own.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is also an experimental process for us.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and also like the AI here, we've tested with the AI. I think ChatGPT has a speak function, so you're able to tell it that. Okay, imagine that you're a person within sales and you are a grumpy old man who are very critical regarding IT. And then you say that, okay, so now I will give you my sales pitch of GoatSign. And then it has some background knowledge what GoatSign is or it doesn't. And then you can like test your script on how does it work on a profile like this. So this also helped us improve our script.
Crazy.
Obviously, the AI is, even though you say it is supposed to be a grumpy old man, it is. I imagine that it is still more positive than a regular old, grumpy old man, because it is AI and in a way it wants to please you. So, but then it can give you feedback on what did you do well and what did you do not so well.
Crazy, yeah.
So that is also like a way of using AI, or a way that we've experimented with AI.
I heard from salespeople like paying a lot of money for software doing this, but I mean, obviously, it just makes sense to use just ChatGPT, the speech function to test the waters.
Like, I think it's only available if you have the paid version of ChatGPT. But when you, I can't remember the price, but when you have it, I think try and use it, and it can be used in various different ways. You can also use it to train like product management meetings. If you're having a meeting with the director of your company and you have to pitch a new feature for a system, or you want to extend a deadline because you're not going to meet up with the requirements in time, and so on. I think it's very good for training.
Yeah, interesting that you bring this up. I think so far I was just using it when writing code, like putting it into ChatGPT, being like, okay, this works, but what would the senior do differently? But I think like the speaking version I never tried, and I think that's a really nice input, like a really good idea to do it that way, especially as the speech function is so good nowadays, like even if it's German.
Yeah.
Okay, I am so excited about GoatSign, like going up and up.
So are we.
I don't know. Like, let's see if you're in 5 years competing with DocuSign and PandaDoc, etc. I really hope so. I really like this.
Like, if you strive to be, I think we will.
Nice.
But we cannot let the foot off the pedal. We have to go forward.
Yeah.
So just. Crank onwards.
My fingers are crossed. I wish you all the best on that journey. And thank you so much for that follow-up call. I really like being kind of like even a tiny little bit like part of the story, and I hope the best for you.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's also good that you are getting out The word of goat sign.
Yeah, let's do it. If people are interested, I put goat sign in the show notes. And yeah, everyone have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested in Soho, if you're interested in the other tools mentioned, like check the links in the show notes. And yeah, besides that, happy if you like the episode, happy if you subscribe, if you give 5 stars, etc. And then see you next time. Bye-bye.